Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will likely lift to the north across the Ohio River Valley as we finish out this week going into the weekend, offering some relief to some of the drier areas in Indiana, Ohio, perhaps even as far north as Michigan, but mostly in Kentucky. The rain totals that occur across some of these areas will likely run mostly in the range of 3 to 9 tenths of an inch. There'll be some local totals, though, that do go well over 1 inch. Most of those will be in the state of Kentucky. The precipitation will certainly be welcome. It's not going to be a fix-all for droughty conditions, but any precipitation is going to help improve crop conditions, maybe for a brief day or two. And the precipitation will certainly help to take the edge of the stress down by a notch, but it's not going to be a persistent feature that's going to assure that we don't go right back into the stress, which is most likely to occur anyway. The temperatures across the Midwest are more seasonable now, and that is probably the biggest relief that has occurred to the region in the last couple of days. High temperatures yesterday were running mostly in the 80s and some lower 90s. It looks like today will be mostly 80s across the region. There still will be some lower 90s that will prevail, and I think this will be the general trend as we finish out this work week and even into the weekend. These temperatures will still evaporate a fair amount of moisture each day, so there's still going to be a need for dramatic amounts of rainfall to occur in order to fix the moisture deficits that are still impressive across most of the Midwest and in those southern and eastern areas in particular. We will expect to see rain also fall in the upper portions of the Midwest as we go through the latter part of this week and early in the weekend. This will likely impact the areas from the eastern Dakotas into Wisconsin, maybe catching northern Iowa. Some of the rainfall that occurs in this region will probably run in the range of maybe 4/10 of an inch to 1 1/4 inches, maybe some local 1.5 inch amounts, maybe even something even greater than that in a few counties. The precipitation will be welcome, but this is one portion of the Midwest that really hasn't suffered much in the way of significant dryness so far, and it looks like that the pattern will continue to be favorable for timely rainfall across the area. The lower parts of the western Corn Belt, though, will not be nearly as fortunate. Still looks as though Kansas and western Missouri will see little to no precipitation, and the neighboring areas in Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, and the rest of Missouri probably won't see more than, perhaps a half inch of moisture at the most over the next 7 days. There might be some surprisingly greater amounts in a couple of counties, but that's going to be the extent of it. The second week of the two-week outlook in the Midwest will generate slightly warmer temperatures, especially during the middle to latter part of next week, with middle 80s through the middle 90s likely, except to the west of the Missouri River, where we'll likely see temperatures in the upper 90s to perhaps over 100 degrees. The heat that occurs in next week is not going to be obviously anywhere near as punishing as that which occurred last week and during the weekend, but it's still too warm for the amount of rain that's going to be falling, and crop stress will still prevail. We expect to see rain totals next week or in the second week of the outlook running anywhere from about the 17th through the 23rd, probably running something in the order of 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, with a few locations maybe getting upwards to 1 inch or 1.25 inches. That's still not enough precipitation at this time of the year to counter evaporation very well, and we'll still be fighting dryness in just about all of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, regardless of whether we get some additional showers or not. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.